I thank God it's all because of him, brother, and it's all because of him. The work that he did down in my soul, it's all because of him. Yeah. I knew who I was, brother. I know who I was, and I was rich and vile and corrupt. And yeah, I sit there on a church pew, but I was just as rotten and dirty as the sinner that's out there in the street that never had an excuse. They don't just go in their own way. I was going my own way. The same thing. I was a hypocrite sitting on church. And I'd go out and do my own thing, and I'd come back in here, and I'd put on a smile, and I'd go through the rituals, and I knew what to say. And as a lot of people thought, I was born again. But there was never a change down in my soul till the blessed Holy Ghost drew my heart and convicted me of my sin and showed me just who I was and how wretched and vile and corrupt I was. And I bless his name for loving me. I thank him for coming by my way and saving me tonight, for being so good to me. The preacher asked me to say a little something, and I'm not a preacher, but I think any man that's been born again can stand and give a little verse of scripture, can give a little thought on his heart. And I thank God for that. Over in Psalm 63 tonight, the psalmist said, "Oh God, thou art my God." He says, "Early will I seek thee." Said, "My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." And I don't know about you, but I get that way sometimes. It just seems dry. It seems like you're going through a desert place. Sometimes you ain't got a fresh touch of the God like you want it to be. But he said, "To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary." And I got to thinking this week as I was reading over this, just about some services that, brother, we've seen in times past. Brother Danny, you've been here a long time. You've seen some things. Brother Keith, you've seen some things. I remember, brother, as a little kid, I remember sitting in services, and it just felt like it was a fog, just a heaviness over the whole place, just the power of God. And what I would do to see that again in this place, let my children see that. I want to see God. I want to see him work and move. It says, "To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary." There's a whole generation of people that's never seen that in these days. That's never felt a touch of God in their heart. There's members of churches all over the world today that's sitting in church services, and they didn't feel a lick of power of God. There wasn't nothing moving down in their soul. There wasn't nothing stirring in them. But I don't want to live life like that, brother. And thank God I don't have to, because the liver's on the inside. Because there's something living in me that I can feel his presence, and I bless his name for that. He said there in verse 3, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life." And that's what stuck with me this week. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Justin, that means that his kindness to me because he loved me. His goodness to me because he loved me. His mercy that he showed to me because he loved me. He says here, the psalmist says, it's better than life. And anybody that's ever experienced it knows that's true. Because apart from him, you don't really have life. I lived in this world for years and wasn't saved. But I was dead on the inside. Was dead on the inside, had no life in me but God. And he says here, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life," he says, "my lips shall praise thee." And I thank God tonight. I want to praise the Lord tonight for his goodness and for his loving kindness to me, that he called me out, that he loved me, and he still loves me. Brother Keith, he still shows me his love. And I think today, I was thinking after Sunday school this morning, just how good he is, in spite of myself, just in spite of myself, Brother Keith. I'm wretched and vile still and corrupt in this sinful nature, in the flesh, I'm still rotten. But he still chooses to love me, brother. He still chooses to love me. He still loved me, and I bless his name for that. He said, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." Says, "Thus while I bless thee while I live." Brethren, you can't do it while you're dead. This is the only time we've got to give God praise. This is the only time we've got. And I think we ought to live each day, and each day that we live ought to be just like our last. It ought to be just like if God was going to take me home today, Brother Danny,
would I give him praise? If I knew today was going to be my last day, I would just give God praise for everything he's done. And we ought to live our every day, ought to be just like that. We ought to give praise and goodness to God, show forth the goodness of God for what he's done to us. He says, I will lift up my hands in thy name. He says, my soul will be satisfied with marrow and with fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. It says, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Brother, I know that it can't be just me. I was talking to Heather this week, and I told her, I said, you know, it's about every day at 3 o'clock. It's just about every day. It's not every day, but it's just about every day at 3 o'clock. The Lord wakes me up. And sometimes it's a long time. Sometimes I lay there and talk to him until it's time for me to go to work. And sometimes I lay there for just a little bit and talk to the Lord. And she was telling me, she said, well, then most of the time for her, it's about 2:30, somewhere in there. And I said, well, bless the Lord. He's waking her up. And whenever he's done with her, then he's talking with me. What a blessing. But my God, he can talk to you just the same time he can talk to me. His ear's never heavy. And I thank him for that tonight. There's been many a time that I've gone through things in this life, and I know I've not faced things that some people in this church have faced, but I've had trouble and struggles, and we all do. And there's times, brother, whenever it seems like there's no way out, it seems like it's nothing but a dark cloud around you, and there's nowhere to look but up. And I know as a man, as a young boy, you're taught not to cry about things. You're taught to be tough. You're taught, but what? there on my bed in the middle of the night, brother, there's many a night I've cried. And he was the only person I could tell. And he's the only person that I could go to. I love my wife with all my heart, but there's some things I just can't share with her. There's some things that I don't feel like I can tell her how I truly feel. I feel like people would feel worse about me or, you know, would think bad about me about some of the things that I go through. But I know we all face those things. We all face the same trials. We all face the same tribulations. And it might be a different time or it might be different for you today. But boy, I thank the Lord for him and for his goodness to me and for just shadowing me with his love and his tender kindness to me whenever I lay there in the middle of the night. And I can pour my heart out to him and tell him how much I love him. And I can tell him, dear God, that everything, he'll tell me that everything's going to be all right. And brother, it might not be in this life, but I know that I know the one that holds everything in his hand. I know that he's sovereign. And it's a great comfort to my soul, Brother Keith, whenever I lay there in the middle of the night. When I lay there in the middle of the night and I know that the one that made heaven and earth has got me in his hand and everything is under control and I know that he's sovereign over it all and it don't matter what I'm going through in this life. Brother, it's by the hand of God. It's by him. It's by him. And there's great comfort in knowing that. There's great comfort in knowing that. And I might not understand it at the time. Miss Sheila, I don't understand why sometimes you get persecuted by your own family. I don't understand that. I don't understand why sometimes we have to face things. But God put it that way for a reason. And I was talking to the pastor today after church this morning. And you know, it's the things that you go through in this life. It's what you've went through, Chief. That's been an instrument in molding you into who you are right now. And Brother Danny, the things that you've went to is why you are who you are tonight. And I know it's all God, but it is all God. He set every bit of it up. The Bible says the good steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means they're ordained. That means that he already had it set up. He already had it set up for you. And he had it set up for me. And Brother Justin, the things that you go through in this life, I know you face struggles that I've never had to face. But you go through them because God set it up in your life and he's molding you and he's putting you through the fire and he's trying you and he's going to make something out of you. And there's great peace in knowing that. And when I lay there in my bed in the middle of the night and I'm talking to my God, there's great comfort knowing that every bit of it's in his hand. And every bit of it was set up for a purpose. And every bit of it, and I might not understand it right now. He's doing a work. And if I'll just hang in there,
And if I just go on to what path he tells me to go. And I thank God he don't just tell you to go away, but he leads you and guides you in that path. Brother Keith, there's been a times that I've prayed about things and I knew it was the will of God for me to move. I knew it was, but it wasn't the will of God for me to move right then. And I thank God that he tells you those things and that he is comforting to me and he is my father and he's my guide and my leader. And I thank God for that he can tell you when you know that's the right thing to do, but it's not right until he tells you to do it. And sometimes that's hard for me. I see the right path. I see a door that's open and I see it just cracked. I know that's the right way to go. And I want to go and go and go and do what God says to do. But it's not his time. But I thank God that he showed me some of those things, that he's let me mature a little bit. Sometimes the hardest thing I've ever done is just to wait on God. Just to wait on God, Brother Keith. And you know what's the right way to go. But you just got to keep following the same path that you're going right now. Until he tells you to go. But it'll work out if you'll do it right. If you'll do it right. If you'll listen to God. Sometimes I tell myself, I'm on my way to work. And I'll be talking to God and talking to God and talking to God. And I have to ride a little bit further now for work. And I get to talk to the Lord a pretty good bit. And there's some days, brother. There was a day last week, brother Danny. I said to myself, would you just be quiet and listen to God for just a little bit? And sometimes I find myself when I pray, I pour my heart out to him. But do you stop and listen? Do you stop and listen? Do we ever listen to what he has to say? A lot of times in those midnight hours when I'm laying on my bed, that's when I get to listen to him. Sometimes I got to pour my heart out to him, but a lot of times that's when I get to listen to him. And I thank God for that. I thank God that he's there. He said, when I remember thee upon thy bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Brother Danny, when you're meditating on something, you're just thinking about it. You're not talking. When I study and meditate the scriptures, I'm not even reading sometimes. I read it, but then I'm thinking about it. You're meditating on it. It's good to meditate sometimes, just to think about what God's doing, what God's told you to do, and listen. He said, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. And I thank God he has been my help down through the years. Me and Heather's been through some things before. Without the help and grace of God, I don't know that we'd be here tonight. But it's all him. It's been his grace and his goodness. Without the help and grace of God, I wouldn't be here tonight. I know that. I look at myself and I look at some other people that I was just like whenever I was growing up, and I see where they're at, and I see that it's just the grace of God. It's just the grace of God that's got me here tonight. It's nothing that I've done. It's nothing that you've done tonight, but it's all him. It says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings I rejoice. I thank God we can. My mind's just going every which way right this second. We raised some chicks the year before that. I think it was, or maybe it's been this last year. And we had the mama do it. We had old mama hen do it. Most time I just put them in the incubator. But it was a blessing to see. You see these scriptures and you see that God will make it real to you. And I see that little old mother hen. And brother, if something come out, I could walk out there. You know, anything. A bird fly over in the sky. You see a little shadow on the ground. And that mother wing, she'd just put her wings out. And all those little chicks would go to her. And I think so many times, that's the way I am in this life. I see something, it scares me. I see something, there's something for me to worry about. But God will just pull his wing out there. And you can just get in there. And you know you're safe. You know you're safe, brother. You know there's help and there's strength right there and under his wing. And I bless the Lord for that. It says, my soul followeth hard after thee. And it says, thy right hand upholdeth me. I thank God that he does uphold me. If it had not been the Lord. I was thinking about that verse today. If it had not been the Lord that was on our side. If it had not been the Lord that was on their side, brother.
Brother Danny, if it had not been the Lord, where would we be today? If it had not been the Lord, where would I be? If it had not been the Lord, where would these kids be today? If it had not been the Lord, where would you be today? I thank God for His goodness. I thank Him for His help, for His strength, for His comfort. I thank Him for those nights I can get out there in my bed and sit there and talk to my Lord, my God, my Father. And I think He is. I thank God that He is. He is my Father. Just as these kids, these boys, this girl back there somewhere, wherever she's sitting, wherever she's at, she can come to me anytime. She knows that. These boys can come to me anytime. They know that. And I know that. Every child of God knows that. And I thank God for that tonight. I thank God for His help, for His strength. I thank Him for being good to me, for loving me, for saving me by His good grace.